What's up, everybody? You're listening to the Hustle and Flowchart podcast with your boys, Matt Wolf and Joe Fear.
Wiki, check wiki, it. Wiki.
Yo, yo, welcome to another podcast episode of the Hustle and Flowchart. This is Joe Fear. I'm with
Matt Wolf.
That's Matt Wolf over there. And today we have an interesting fellow by the name of Chris, the Dude Beast Martinez. And Matt, what kind of websites does he host?
And Chris runs Dude Pros, a full-service company that builds, you know, websites and funnels and all sorts of cool stuff for you on a monthly retainer basis. So it's an interesting business model, and it's going to be we're going to have some interesting discussions about this Dude program here.
So Chris, the Dude Beast.
Wait, do we refer to you as Chris or Dude Beast?
Wait, what was that question?
Do we refer to you as Chris or Dude Beast?
You know what? We can. It's interchangeable. You can use whatever you feel like.
Oh, thank you very much for that.
It's like a split personality.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So explain this title and this character you've become since we've met you.
Yeah. So that's actually one of the things that I'm most excited to talk to you guys about, because I got the inspiration from it from one of your amazing newsletters, believe it or not.
I've heard this and I don't know the connection here.
By the way, it's called the EGP letter, EGPletter.com.
I can't even remember which one it was, but there was something in there about, you know, just infusing your personality into your marketing and into your business. And I've heard this stuff before, but it just, for that, at that particular moment, it really resonated. And then the other thing that you said was, you know, you don't have to try and be everything. You don't have to be everybody's supplier. You know, you don't have to be everybody's vendor.
Right.
Pick and choose who you want to work with. And so just to give you a little bit of backstory, I know you guys know this, but the listeners probably don't. Sure. I have an agency as well called Website in 5 Days, working with mainly solopreneurs. We were building websites for them and then providing maintenance and everything. And that's still running. I mean, that's great. We've got over a couple hundred clients or whatever. But, you know, I started that about 5 years ago, and I kind of felt like I was starting to lose my personality in the business. Hmm. And, you know, I knew that I needed to make some sort of change, and I wanted to take it in a kind of a different direction. I mean, we have a great team. I know you guys are big on systems. We have great internal systems for completing client work and like building websites. Obviously we're really, really good at that. And then we got really good at our customer support. So like we've always done customer updates and stuff for their websites and their funnels and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. And so actually I think in the latest newsletter you were talking about Zendesk. We actually use Freshdesk. We like Freshdesk a lot better. Mm-hmm. And so our team has just loved it, and like when we made the switch from Zendesk to Freshdesk, the team really embraced it, which was really cool. So instead of me having to try and like force them to use this ticketing system, they basically wrote the rules for Freshdesk, which is like ultimately what I think you really want, is you want your team to be autonomous.
Sure.
And so we got really good at the support, and I was like, you know what? What else can I do? And I was kind of having like a meditation moment about what we could do. And I came up with this DUDE program. It stands for Digital Updates Done by Experts. And it's basically unlimited web design and development for, now it's for agencies, funnel consultants, and marketing consultants. Hmm. And so that's kind of where it came from. And then, and this all like literally like this happened right around the time when I was reading your guys' newsletter. So I'm like, okay, so let's create. And I was kind of studying Design Pickle. You guys know Design Pickle, right?
Yeah.
They're like over 2 million in 2 years. And I did a lot of research. I listened to a podcast that the owner did. I think his name is Russ Perry. Is that right?
I'm not sure, but we'll take your word for it.
Sounds familiar.
Okay. Let's just call him Russ Perry.
Let's go with that. Well, so Design Pickle is basically unlimited designs, right?
Unlimited graphic design,
graphic
correct.
Designs.
Yeah, and they charge $370 a month. Okay. Like I said, they've been around for about 2 years, and they say that they're at about $2 million in revenue.
Got it. Okay.
So, like, all this is happening at the same time. Like, I'm getting served a ton of ads by them. I'm doing research about the company. I actually talked to the company that funded them and kind of got some inside story about that. Hmm. And then I was like, dude, we can totally do this unlimited thing, you know, where we're essentially giving our clients, a web developer and a designer, unlimited support. And the word dude just came to me, and I was like, how can I turn this into some sort of like acronym?
Yeah.
You know, so then I came up with, is it acronym or anagram?
Acronym.
Acronym, yes. You're right.
Acronym, okay.
That's correct.
So digital updates done by experts, it just came. And then, so I rolled it out and then we started to get clients like pretty quickly. And then we started to run some Facebook ads. And my Facebook ads were doing okay. Like, we're still tweaking it right now. It's all about the targeting. We were kind of having some trouble with the targeting. But you guys went to traffic and conversion and, back in, was it March?
March, yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that they talked about there was when you're running your ads, like just, you know, getting people to stop scrolling is like the priority number one.
I think you've nailed that with your ads.
Yeah. So I was like trying to figure out ways, like, what can I do to freaking break through to people? And I've had this wrestling mask, which hopefully when you launch this podcast, you'll show the image.
Oh, we will.
I've had this wrestling mask for like literally like 9 years. I bought it when I was on a trip with my friends in Ensenada. Yeah. 9 years ago.
I was going to say, like, were you in Cabo or something? Or
yeah, I was in Ensenada.
Oh, I just assumed you're an ex-pro wrestler.
Well, that too.
Okay.
Believe it or not, I was actually a wrestler at a costume party once. That's a whole other story. It was epic. It was epic in the sense, because so like I was single back then, and I was at this party up, and this is a complete tangent.
Yeah.
I was at this party, and it's called the Elf Party. It's like a huge party up in San Francisco that my friends throw. And so like there was like tons of hot girls there. And I was single and I was like, dude, I'm going to dress up like this wrestler. So I basically made myself the Elf-timate warrior. People like take a play on anything with Christmas. And so I painted my face and I had a wig and the freaking wrestling boots and everything. And I had a belt. Dude, every dude at the party was like, Ultimate Warrior, the greatest costume ever. Not a single girl knew who I was.
Like, that's not the point.
The biggest backfire ever.
Oh, man.
Well, you live and you learn.
Exactly. So anyways, getting back to the Dude Beast. So I had this wrestling mask. And I was like, dude, I'm just going to shoot some video with this thing. And I just had fun with it. And, you know, like, I was thinking about your newsletter. I was like, dude, I just want to have fun. Like, I want to inject my personality back into the business. I'm just going to try it. And so I started running the ads, actually retargeting ads with me in the mask.
Yeah.
And I was getting 13% click through. Like, it was ridiculous.
And explain the ad really quick, because it's super unique.
So the ad is me wearing the mask. And then I did kind of like a crazy, like, you know, a head move, like something that you would see some crazy wrestler do. And then I would go into getting people to sign up for a 14-day trial, because that's what we offer. We offer 14 days. You can try out Dude absolutely free, and there's no credit card required, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And so I started running these ads, and you know, they started getting a lot of attention. I was like, this is pretty freaking cool. And the other thing that was like cool for me is that I was learning that there were some people who loved it, and there were some people who freaking hated it.
Love it.
And that's the people good. Who hated it, I was like, yes. Because I don't have to waste any more money on these people. I don't care about them. Like, I know who they are. They've identified themselves. Get the hell out of my life.
Yeah.
You know, and those aren't the people that I want to work with.
Right.
You know, so I want to be way more strategic about who the people that I let work with our company. Because honestly, like, you know, there are bad clients, and then those clients end up annoying the hell out of my staff. So now I'm hearing it on multiple levels. Right. And so my staff's more appreciative. We're bringing on, you know, these agencies, funnel consultants, they're really, really good people, and we're providing them a team to help them get more stuff done so that they can ultimately bring on more clients. And we provide a service that really nobody in the United States is offering right now. So it's been pretty freaking awesome.
So approach really quick, I have two questions. First one, just let's be very quick on this one, because basically, I think you're doing push-ups during one of these ads, right?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And that must not be the retargeting ad, but that's like your initial. But you're like, you have no shirt on. You just have this mask that looks like a bowl that's like painted white and black. And and you're just doing push-ups the entire ad. I'm like, dear God. And I was like trying to count the amount of push-ups. And I was like, no, I cannot do that.
Well, so that was the one where I didn't do as many push-ups. I think in that one, I maybe did 30.
Okay. That's that's doable.
Yeah. So there was another one, though, that I did at least 50.
Uh-huh. In one
shot.
That
one was just, I mean, the whole thing, it was, I don't know, it's kind of kind of dumb, but I was like, the whole thing with Dude is that, like, you know, it frees up your time to do whatever the hell you want, right? Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, in this ad, I'm going to show that I can do whatever I want because I have a team, just like we want our clients to do.
Right.
And so I'm just going to do 50 push-ups just for fun. And so I busted out 50 push-ups in there. I did a bunch of crazy stuff. The other one that worked really well is when I had my dog in the ad.
Yeah.
So I have a golden retriever. She's the cutest dog on earth.
She is.
Not up for debate. And so I put her in the ad. You know, that's actually something that I remember from, like, Dan Kennedy. I think you guys know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, of course. GKC. Mm-hmm. It's like people care about your kids and your animals more than they do about you.
Probably so, true. Oh, yeah.
So I brought my dog in, and that one performed really well. So, you know, in terms of, like, ROI, I think we spent about $4,000, and we generated, I think, $36,000.
Nice. Dude, that hasn't been that long.
Pretty good ROI, man.
Right. So I guess my second question, because of all these crazy ads, because, I mean, to be very honest, Matt and I saw these ads at first, and the name, we're like, what the fuck is he, like, who is he marketing to? Like, who's
exactly?
So who is your best, now after all these ads, I guess tell us, who do you start targeting, and then now who's actually buying this stuff?
So initially I created this Dude program working with entrepreneurs as well. I kind of, like, always in the back of my mind knew that I wanted to work with marketing consultants and funnel consultants, just because they know exactly what they need done. So from an efficiency standpoint, they're able to send over tickets to us, like requests, mm-hmm. that are very, very specific. Like, instead of just getting stuff like, you know, hey, be creative, which is like the worst thing that you could possibly ever send to a designer.
Make it pop.
yeah. So it's like, I need you guys to swipe and deploy this. Here's the headline. Here's the subheadline. I need this video to go here. I need it to autoplay. This is the button. I want the button to say that. Like, those types of instructions are so good for us. And our team loves it. And we knock that shit out of the park. Mm-hmm. And so initially when we launched, we were kind of going after all entrepreneurs. Like, I think my targeting was like people who like Russell Brunson, all the internet gurus, digital marketer Ryan Dice.
Right.
And then we just kind of whittled it down because I was like, you know what? Let's just cut ties with the entrepreneur group for this program, and let's really hone in on the agencies and the funnel consultants and marketing consultants. And so that's basically who we're going after right now. Mm. And our clients that we've brought in that fit that category have been awesome.
That's
really
cool.
Really good. And they see a lot of value in them, like. They're like, we want to refer you. And then, like, of course, we got our affiliate program and all that stuff. So we're really excited about it.
Very cool. Now, I'm actually really super curious about the business model itself. So essentially, somebody signs up with you. It's mm-hmm. what, $400 a month or so? I don't remember the exact pricing.
It's $497 a month.
Okay. So so roughly $500 a month to work with you. And then your team will just make unlimited funnel designs and tweaks and edits on a website?
Unlimited, dude. So, like, it's like, I tell people, dude, it's like having your own team. So, you know, if you need something done, you just submit a ticket. I mean, they can call too, but most people prefer to send an email.
Right.
It's got to be typed out anyways, just so that there's documentation and, like, you know, our clients can follow and get updates on where things are at and that sort of thing.
So you've got to have some pretty good systems in place to make sure that you could handle whatever sort of load comes in, right?
Absolutely. So like from the website in 5 days stuff, we got really, really good at building websites. We have an amazing process that we've followed for that. And then also once we started focusing more on the support, we got really, really good at that too. And so, you know, I mean, there's no perfect system, but I mean, it's pretty good. We our goal is 48 hour response time. Depending on how much work somebody sends over to us. We've been really good with same day recently. So most of the stuff that we've been getting, it's been same day. So they send us over something and we turn it around really, really quickly.
Yeah.
And that's actually like some of the testimonials that we've gotten is like, I can't believe how quickly this stuff gets done, gets turned around.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah. If you can do that consistently, you win.
So how big of a team?
48 hours is still pretty darn good.
Hell yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
so how big of a team do you have that building all this stuff?
So we've got 7 people right now, full time.
Uh-huh.
And then, so like my goal is like for every like 5 to 10 people, I'm hiring another developer.
Got it.
Or designer. Yeah.
So do you ever have, you know, times where there's, you know, 15 requests all in one day and they're sort of big, pretty big projects? I mean, how would you handle like a large load coming into the business?
Well, this actually goes back to that client avatar thing. So the problem, if you have 15 requests and 7 developers, it's really not that much work. Mm-hmm. The problem comes when they say, be creative, or they don't give you any copy, or you know that we don't have instructions as to what we're swiping and deploying, or they don't include their assets, like you know they don't include a logo or an image. Like that's what really, really slows down projects. And trust me, we learned that 50 times over doing websites for solopreneurs. When you have the right client and you have the funnel consultant who knows exactly what they need done, and obviously we also work with their click funnels and lead pages and all that good stuff. Then that makes it really, really easy. So just today I was looking at the queue and there was probably 12 tickets that were in the queue. All of them except for I think one were getting done today.
So is most of the stuff like build something new from scratch, or is most of the stuff like, oh, I want this text moved from, you know, a left aligned to right aligned? Is it usually like quick tweaks, or are you doing mostly building shit out from scratch?
I would say it's about 50-50. It's about 50-50. And a lot of the times, actually, we just had this come through the other day. The guy was like, hey, I want you to create a new funnel, webinar funnel for us using ClickFunnels. He actually didn't give us much instruction. And then so we did some research. We found out, you know, here's what we recommend. He gave some tweaks, make the tweaks. And so then now he's going to split test his one that he created himself against the one that we created.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So that it was a great way for him to get another split test funnel. Option, and you really didn't have to do any work.
So how long did it take for you guys to actually make an entire funnel for this guy?
So this is just the landing page. Okay. And I think that I can't really remember, but I think they all went to the same generic thank you page. I don't even know if there was an upsell. Mm-hmm. But I just saw, you know, the design work that we did. That whole thing took like a day and a half, I think.
That's so listeners, yeah. Stop dicking around with click funnels and lead pages, and it's super easy, but this is what holds probably 80% of the people up who are subscribers of our letter or just in our on our email list is, I gotta learn the tech or I gotta do the design.
No, it's you like, don't.
Hell
no, you don't.
Hell no.
It's funny. Our last podcast, the one that that came out last week, was with a guy named Brad Costanzo, and that was a big topic of conversation that we had on the podcast. Was most marketers, most like internet marketer type people, don't treat their business as a real business. They treat it as like, you know, a hobby. They get in, they do all the stuff, they tweak the web pages themselves, they create the graphics, they do the Facebook ads, they try to do it all themselves. If you look at a real business, you know, a brick and mortar, legit, larger company, the owner of the business is never in the trenches. Well, not never, but usually isn't in the trenches building the shit out themselves. They hire web designers. They hire customer support people. They hire funnel builders. They don't do that stuff themselves. And that's sort of what separates somebody who's actually got a legit business mindset versus I'm a marketer mindset.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, one of our very successful clients, he was out here in San Diego. He's from Texas. And he was just out here hanging out, having fun, because he loves San Diego. He got some of his employees to fly out here for a few days. They did like a mini conference. And so while he was out here, me and him went and grabbed a beer. And he said something that really resonated with me. He's like, he does a lot of Facebook ads and optimization. That's like, optimization is like his specialty. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, dude, one of the reasons why I got in this business is for the freedom, you know, so that I can travel and go to San Diego. Yeah. He's like, that's why he loves having our team, because we can implement a lot of this tech stuff so that he can focus on the stuff that he really enjoys, which is traveling and meeting people and obviously like doing sales. And I talk to people about this all the time. It's like, dude, if you're the owner, like you need to focus 80% of your time on revenue generation.
Totally.
Or go to the beach.
Like, well, yeah.
Don't become a slave to the business.
Yeah, or even you know, a little bit higher level, you know, from my and Joe's perspective, what we like to focus on now is really just the vision and the roadmap. We like to build the roadmap for where the business goes, and then once we have that roadmap, figure out, okay, who can we plug in to make sure this roadmap gets followed?
Yep.
Right.
Exactly.
So that's what we spend most of our time doing now, is the creating the vision and creating the roadmap and tweaking and dialing in that roadmap, and then finding the you know, who's going to plug those holes for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfect. I mean, that's exactly what we want to be, or that we are for our clients, is we are those technical people that are going to put all this stuff together and make it work.
Right.
And so obviously, you know, we do work for our clients' clients.
Right, right. So is there anything that you don't do? Like, as far as...
Copywriting. We tried to do copywriting with Website in 5 days. We're bad at copywriting. So we don't know. But so, like, website updates, obviously we do WordPress. What's the e-commerce one that I can't... Shopify,
right.
BigCommerce. We can do all those updates for our clients.
So if I was to give you a concept for, like, a design that we wanted for our business, would you go and find, you know, stock photos to put on the sales page?
Oh, yeah.
And so all the imagery, all that stuff is sorted out for as well?
Yes. Yes, we can do it. We prefer that you send us the images. Okay. But if you want, we can go out and we can find them. Mm-hmm. What else do we do? ClickFunnels, lead pages, like all the funnel programs, like we work with those. All the graphics. So like, let's say it's a fitness business and they need some before and after graphics, like super important.
Yep.
We'll do those. We had somebody who had some product photos that they needed created, like ebook, 3D ebook covers. Like we do all those, all the Facebook ad images that you need. We do those too. What else do we do? Newsletters. So we'll set up your newsletters. Autoresponders, we'll set all those up for you. Installing pixels, of course, we'll do that.
Now, when you say newsletter, are you talking about like a digital email newsletter or
email newsletter? Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
We don't do the print stuff.
Got it.
Anything to do with paper,
right?
We don't do.
You're scared of paper. Got it.
Scared.
I'm terrified of paper.
Scared of the
old school. Actually, I lose paper like faster than anybody you've ever met on the planet.
But like, you've never lost a letter.
If you hand me a paper receipt, it will somehow magically disappear from my person within 30 seconds.
But you still have every copy of the EGP letter, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Because those never leave my computer bag. Like, I stack them all in my computer bag. I pull them out, I read them, and then I put them right back in there.
We kind of assume everybody does that. They've always got them on them.
Yes, everywhere they go.
Yeah.
We'll have to send you a 3-ring binder. We have to start doing that. I think that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Dude.
I want a 6-ring binder.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. 5.
Got to be different.
So you created this business your previous business too. So you are technically right now in Mexico, correct?
Correct.
And you've said you were in San Diego, but you're not currently. But
I live in San Diego.
Yeah. So describe that. That's kind of what I wanted to talk about. And then how you actually built a team and a business in Mexico. So that's like where your office is, more or less.
Yeah.
Describe this whole thing that you're doing, which is like, it's like you're outsourcing, but you're driving there, I think, daily.
Yeah, I drive there at least 3 days a week, sometimes 5 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week. But yeah, so like I always wanted to start an agency, like replicate Website in 5 days in Mexico. And so I think it was like 2 years ago, we launched in Mexico, discovered it's not really someplace that we want to be working in right now just because of the clients and like the technology that just didn't really, it wasn't working. And so, but the staff that we got was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that's on our team speaks English. So like whenever we have a client request come through, they can pick up the phone and call and like walk them through, and like they wouldn't even know that anybody's in Mexico.
Yeah, yeah.
And my staff is great. They follow directions really well. They're passionate about their work. We all get along really well. So I was like, you know what? What if we just take these amazing people and then we just reallocate these sources back to these to American companies? And then give them the support from the Dude program. Mm-hmm. And so that's really where I came from. Personally, like I love coming to Mexico. That's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Like right now I'm in the penthouse, like at this amazing place looking at the waves crashing. Do you guys know what K-38 is? It's a surf spot.
No. Is that near Rosarito? Are you that far?
Yeah, it's south of Rosarito.
Okay. Got it.
So it's a pretty famous surf spot that's down here.
Okay.
And so like I was actually here all weekend just hanging out, and like me and my dog were just like sitting outside on the balcony watching the surfers.
That's
like
rad.
I'd go down, I read the newsletter actually down at the jacuzzi.
Yes.
Nice.
And so like I just love coming down here. And so, you know, kind of having the business in Mexico, and being able to spend a lot of time here also fulfills like a personal dream of mine too.
Hmm.
So it's very, very rewarding.
So you've literally used this thing as a tool to create yourself, I mean, a whole new lifestyle down in Mexico. It's like a home away from home.
Yeah. Well, dude, I think that's what everybody's business is supposed to
do. Yeah, it's a tool.
Your business is supposed to serve your needs. If it's not, then you got to make a change.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, my having the right team and the right systems, and then now that, you know, we've come up with this new program and we've got our great client avatar and our ads are working and everything like that. So it's just, you know.
Yeah, for sure. I actually have more questions about the Dude program, and I know this might start to sound like a sales pitch for the Dude program.
We are in a commercial, but yeah.
It's not a commercial. I legitimately am very curious about this business model. So if I came to you and I said, look, I want to build a funnel. I want an opt-in page followed by an upsell page followed by a thank you page followed by a page, a replay of a video that I've put out, and let's say it's like a 4-page funnel or something, I could send you that and you guys would just build all that?
Well, you know, if it was you, obviously we would say no. But if it was Joe, we would say yes.
Okay. Oh, everybody likes me.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah,
That makes sense.
You would just have to you would obviously have to provide us the copy. You'd have to provide us the videos, like all that stuff. Like, we can't do the content creation for you. But setting it up, like the nitty gritty of, like, you know, connecting all the pages and setting it up and, you know, that sort of thing. Yeah, of course. That's exactly what we do, actually.
And so if I was to say, okay, cool, here's a website that I really, really like, and let's say it's one of Russell Brunson's websites or something.
Yep.
I would just send you that and say, look, we want it to look similar to this. Obviously, don't copy it, but we want it to look similar to this. Here's the content that we want on the page. Make it look similar to this.
That is what we love to do. Ah. That is absolutely what we crush it at.
You can sign us up as clients.
All right. Let's just give your credit card number over the air.
All right. So it's 555.
Pizza's on Joe and Matt for everybody. Yeah. Your subscriber base is going to jump through the roof once you give your credit card information.
No, that's awesome. I mean, like, we're most likely going to be clients, even though this wasn't meant to be a sales pitch. But, you know, we love the business model, and we think, you know, we definitely see the value in it.
How about campaign building and things like drip?
Okay, so here's the thing. Is like, and I tell all of our clients this, like, we don't know everything,
yeah,
but our team can learn.
Never mind, we're out.
Anything. So, yeah, I know, you don't want people to learn. So, like, we can, like, if you have, we've never worked with drip. I personally, well, maybe my team has. Yeah, I have not personally worked with drip. But if you say, hey guys, here's the program, I need you to do this, here's some instructions, like, we can figure it out. Like, that's the beauty of having unlimited support.
Do you work with Funnel Ninja Pro 3.0?
Oh yeah, totally.
Okay, cool.
Okay, cool. Then deal's back on.
That's a product I totally
made up. We've worked a lot with ActiveCampaign, done some stuff with Infusionsoft, MailChimp, we know inside and out. AWeber, we know inside and out.
Drip would be an easy one for you guys to add in then.
Oh, yeah. Drip is.
They're really not that hard.
They're all pretty much the same sort of things.
Exactly.
Well, Matt's really good at creating these process maps and outline step by step. So,
well, here's the thing. It's like, dude, if we are not getting it, or like you're not able to communicate, because some stuff you do need to just, you know, it makes it so much easier if you can just get on the phone and talk. Like, just pick up the phone and call the team and say, hey, I got to talk to you for a second about this. And then we just walk through it. You can do a screen share, use, oh my God, why can't I think of the one that I use every, Zoom. You can use Zoom, you can use join.me and like do a screen share and like, you know, just walk through. Like, these people become your team for $497 a month, unlimited for two people.
What about webinars?
We can set up, well, what do you mean? Like setting up the webinar itself or setting up the webinar funnel?
So, I mean, I'm assuming you'd build like the webinar funnel pages, but let's say we needed somebody, like we had the copy, but we need somebody to make slides. Is that something that's in the wheelhouse?
No, that's not something that we would do, actually.
Okay, cool.
You got to have a stopping point somewhere.
Hey, you know, I don't know unless I ask, okay?
Damn right.
No, these are all really, really good questions. They're going to go on my FAQs page.
Yeah, you should just take this podcast and post it up there.
There you go.
I will.
Do it. You have our permission. It's interesting. I mean, I think the big moral of the story here, at least that I'm getting, and that people who's listening, I mean, even if you're not quite ready or if you don't have a product or something to launch, I mean, have this in your mind that the concept is to not have to do all the shit yourself. Like, you don't have the time in the day, even if you think you do, you don't. You probably don't have the skill sets, nor should you be learning all of these skill sets. I think that's a bigger thing, is like, we always want to learn everything. It's like, you know what? If you know everything, you're going to be too damn smart to hire anybody else, and you're just going to kind of go in circles, perpetuate that.
Get in your own way, too.
Yeah.
I've seen that a lot happen.
So think out of the box, leverage. That's like one of our favorite words is leverage, so you could build more assets. Mm-hmm. Like, those are the two favorite words of ours. So, yeah, man, I think this is a perfect opportunity for people.
Yeah, I appreciate your kind words, sir.
Now go buy his shirt. Yeah, what else do you have, Matt? This is,
well, I don't know. We can
outsource, or how do you build this team? So you found it because it's like an interesting different type of outsourcing than typically someone going to like the Philippines or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great question. So when we first started Website in 5 Days, I had my team completely based in the Philippines. And that worked well until we got, you know, like 50 something clients. And then I was getting all these requests during the day, and then I was having to stay up till like 1 o'clock in the morning, freaking 6 days.
You were like the service customer service guy, or at least
when we started, I mean, chief everything officer. But sure. My focus has always been sales and marketing. But I was having to stay up because a lot of these requests I needed to speak to some to my team about, and so I was staying up till like 1 o'clock in the morning, like almost every single day. Communicating with the Philippines for the first year.
I believe it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, I was just like, dude, this is terrible. And like, but at the same time, like developers and designers in the US, while they are worth it, they are also very expensive.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, I mean, especially when you factor in benefits and payroll taxes and all that stuff adds up.
Right.
So I was looking for another option, and I always knew that Mexico was a possibility. Then I came down here, and we hired our first designer, and we hired our first developer. And then we got a project manager and started getting better and figuring out where these people are. And that was one of the biggest challenges, because it's not like, you know, everybody goes to Craigslist or they don't have monster.com that you can go to down here. So we found these super secret websites that I'm never going to tell you guys about, where we find all of our people. Now, here's the thing is like, I have agency friends like you guys, and then like, you guys know Josh Grillo, and like, I'm like, dude, like you guys have to come into Mexico. I'll show you guys how to do it.
Yeah.
Now it is a pain in the ass to set up a company down here. So I own a Mexican company down here. Cause you have to pay the employees through there using their payroll system and their taxes and social security, medical benefits, all that stuff. So that part is a giant pain in the ass. But to me, I mean, I think it's still worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept telling all my agency friends, like, dude, you guys got to come down here. Nobody would come down here. So I was like, well, they love the idea, but actually doing it themselves and setting up the business down here and finding the people. I actually offered to help people interview. But nobody was coming down. So I was like, you know what? Let's just take our team and let's start to help these people. And it's been really, really good for everybody.
So the guys that you're hiring, are you hiring people that know funnels, or are you hiring people that don't quite understand it yet and then getting them and training them how to use all these tools?
Absolutely, we are training them. Okay. Nobody knows what that is down here. Nobody, if you ask them what a funnel was, they wouldn't know. But they have the technical skill sets. Like, they're going to school, to college, to be a developer or a designer.
So they know what it is. They just assume it's the thing you use to put oil in your car.
Right, exactly. or drink beer out of.
Right. That's a better thing. I like that one.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, we train them. We have a whole training, like 3 months of intense training that we put them through.
Wow.
And then, like, you know, they're working on client projects side by side with another person. So that sort of thing. So
how do you do that then? Like, so what's like an easy – so if someone wanted to actually do something like this for themselves, maybe it is hiring someone here in the States or even out in the Philippines. Like, what are some of the first steps that you would recommend them to take without having to feel like they're overwhelmed or doing it wrong?
For outsourcing?
Yeah, just even if it's just growing a small team for themselves. So take your head out of dude for a second.
So, I mean, I can just tell you guys about our story that when we started in the Philippines, I actually had a partner, former partner, who had a team in the Philippines. I also went on like onlinejobs.ph and you know, there's Upwork and all those websites. The challenge that we had great people. We actually still have one of the Filipinos. The challenge is the time. And then just like anybody, like you're going to get a lot of misses before you hit a winner.
Yeah.
And so you're just going to have to go through. I don't think that there's any way around that. Now, we do use a tool called TestDome. I don't know if you guys have heard of that.
TestDome. DOME. Okay.
Yeah, it's an awesome tool. We give that any prospect that we see who sends a resume over, we absolutely 100% we make them take the test on TestDome.
What does
that
do?
And it'll test their test their HTML and I think some PHP. Most of our stuff is HTML. So and CSS. We do a lot of CSS.
Right.
So we'll have them take that test. And, you know, they could probably find the answers online, but like, if they're able to find the answers online, then who cares? That means they can solve problems in the office. Exactly.
That means they're resourceful. Yep.
So, but so they have a time frame to take it. I think it's like they have to finish it within like an hour, and there's different variations of the tests, right? So we send them the test. If they score, and we actually have a, well, if it was like a college course or something like that, everybody would be, you know, the threshold for success is low. But they have to just do at least like 60% of the test complete. Mm-hmm. If they get 60% or better, then we bring them in for an interview. And so anybody that we interview now, I don't care who it is, I don't care what their resume says, they have to take the test.
Yeah.
If they don't take the test and they don't get the minimum score, because, you know, 60%, that's somebody that we can absolutely train and take them to 100% easily. Hmm. But if they can't pass that score, then we have to let them go.
Got it. So, and so this is specifically for coder type of people.
For developers,
developers, yeah. Okay.
Now, I think the Testdome has other tests as well, mm-hmm. but I think that it should be a best practice for everybody to have some sort of standardized test where you can gauge the level of competence in the person that you're trying to hire.
Mm. Sure.
Now, did you build out some sort of, you know, training program for somebody that comes through the thing, or is it, you know, I envision like somebody sitting at a computer and somebody standing over them going, okay, now press this button here and do this and, you know, drag this here. Or
we actually have a training program that we put them through. We also have repurposed lessons that we found on Udemy. Uh-huh. So we've purchased a bunch of these lessons on Udemy, and then we have our people go through them, especially to like learn basics of like WordPress and stuff like that.
Got it.
Because they don't use WordPress a lot in Mexico. It's super easy for them to pick up. Like they pick it up in a few hours.
It's so interesting with Mexico, like how vastly different it is. And like for us in San Diego, it's like a freaking 20-minute drive, 15-minute drive south.
And no, it's literally 20 minutes from my house to my office.
That's insane. And it, but like, it's vastly different in terms of like, I know for our newsletter, for instance, when we mail it down there, our customers have a hell of a time getting it in the mail. So
yeah, because the postal service is horrendous down there. You have to use DHL, just so you know.
Ah, okay.
Raise your prices on them and charge them to use DHL.
There we go.
From a technology standpoint, like Mexico is like 10 to 15 years behind where we are in the States. Mm. And businesses still don't see the value in internet marketing, really.
Well, that's what I was going to ask is about marketing specifically, because I know like advertising costs are way lower because no one's really doing it down there.
And oh, dude, we get 2 cent clicks when we run our ads in Mexico. 2 cents!
But do you get any customers out of those 2 cent clicks?
No. Well, no, we did for, I can't remember what, we ran campaigns for clients that worked really well. The campaigns that we were running for ourselves to try and get clients to pay us for running online stuff, that did not work really well.
Okay. Got it. You should think of an ad, and I'm pretty sure you could come up with something like this that is just outrageous, where it's a video of you, I don't know, you're targeting whoever in Mexico. It's dirt cheap, so why not? So they see your face everywhere. You become this local celebrity. Maybe it's in Rosarito or something. And it's like, who is this dude guy? He's everywhere.
I have an idea. Why don't we put you in a mask and we'll parade you, and you can be like, you know how like Dos Equis has the most interesting man in the world?
Dude,
like, you can be the white boy Mexico version of that.
Sign me up, man. I have no problem doing that. Awesome. We just have to actually go down to your villa, your beach
villa. You're the most interesting gringo alive.
Silver Fox.
I think we'd probably still get sued for being the most interesting gringo.
Probably.
It's possible.
All right, that's a thought. We'll run with that. I like this.
Very cool.
Oh, man. Sorry, my head just went over there. I'm not even thinking about dude or any of this crap anymore.
No.
You're thinking about me in the mask with no shirt on, aren't you?
That's what you think. I mean, we're not video chatting anymore, but
yeah, the people listening don't know this.
Video chat. Like, I was all excited. Like, I worked out extra hard this morning. I'm sure
you did.
Yeah, the people don't know this that are listening. But when we actually started this call, you jumped on video, and it just looked like you were naked. I mean, you might be wearing pants, but we couldn't tell.
We don't want to know.
I'm gonna leave that to. To your imaginations, folks.
But
maybe I am. Maybe
so, okay, Mr. Beast, dude, Beast Man. What is one thing that you think you are absolutely world class at? That you have, like,
what is your superpower?
Yes,
personally.
Yes.
I am very good at sales, and particularly, I'm very good at doing a needs analysis and a presentation with a client. That's something that I don't think anybody does better than me.
So are these people that would be kind of cold off the street? Or are you saying like,
we go through the marketing process. We bring in a qualified client.
Right.
When you guys were running the shutter company, I don't know, did you ever, go through any like formal sales training or anything like that?
Me? No.
Well, you didn't do the sales.
I didn't do sales. I was the shop manager.
Okay.
You had couple of sales reps though.
My very first job out of college was working for this company called Pitney Bowes, selling postage machines.
Oh, yeah.
I think I told you guys the story.
We used to use Pitney Bowes in our shutter company.
It was so damn expensive. And I was like, what the hell? Why are people buying
it? They were a $4 billion a year company in 2003.
Yeah.
So they had an amazing sales training program. And I went through that program. They take you, I think they did like a month of training and then you go back to Atlanta for a week, very like immersive environment, learning about sales. And so that was really where I got a really good sales training.
Okay.
And I was a manager and that sort of thing. And so, you know, there's four steps to the sale. There's the introduction, there's the needs analysis, there's the presentation, and there's the close.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the old school, like four steps to the sale. And so I don't ever think that I was the greatest closer. But I did really, really good at doing the needs analysis, which is essentially just figuring out what the clients want.
Well, you're setting them up.
Yeah, exactly. They're giving you they're lobbing up freaking mush balls for you to head out of the park. So you just have to know how to ask the right questions, and you have to know how to really pull information out of people.
So right there, what are some questions, or how would you structure a question to really get like the best hook or whatever you're going for in that process?
I like to kind of develop rapport with people. So like in our business, I always ask them, just tell me a little bit about your business. Like, how'd you get into this? Because people love to talk about their business story. They love it. And so that automatically puts them in a nice state of mind where they feel comfortable and they're happy and they're remembering about all these happy thoughts and that. And then you can kind of go into a little bit more deep dive questions. How many clients are you working with right now? How many do you want to have? Like, you should have a script or a list of questions that you ask,
right?
Just to kind of help stay on track with the conversation, with the sales conversation.
Got it.
And then you're taking notes the entire time, because essentially when you get to the presentation, you're just going to regurgitate all the pains that they have and how you fix them.
There we go. Okay.
You don't have to use flowery language or anything. You say, we were talking about this and how, like your developers overseas, they're taking forever to get back to you. Well, we actually have a developer here. You got unlimited support. You can even pick up the phone and call. And the best of all, they work American hours.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you don't have to stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning anymore. You can spend more time with your kids, like have a normal dinner at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, let us take all that workload off of you.
Got it. Yeah.
That's the way that you would go through a presentation. And then this is like one of the best questions that I've ever heard. After you go through your presentation and presented pricing and that sort of thing, mm-hmm. you ask like, is there anything else that you were looking for that we didn't yet cover?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that you were looking for that we didn't? And if they say no, then you follow up with, okay, here's what we got to do. Like, I'm going to send you the enrollment form. Just fill it out, send it back. We can get started. And then done. They're like, yeah. If they say, actually, do you do this, then you've uncovered another objection.
Yes. Yeah.
Subliminally. Because like if you say like to somebody, well, what do you think? And they're like, well, let me talk it over with my wife. You know, that's just kind of like the natural reaction is like if you hit them like blunt, like, do you like it? And they're going to be like, yeah, kind of maybe. But if you say, is there anything else that you were looking for that we didn't yet cover? You're like,
yeah.
Yeah, you did cover everything, actually. There was this one other thing. Like, what's your response time? So, our typical response time is 48 hours. Really depends on how much stuff you give us. Lately, a lot of the stuff that's been coming through, we've been turning around in 24 hours. Actually, if you look at one of our testimonials on our website, you can see that Jamie DeBoe said, that she loves the response time. Like, she sends it over, and sometimes it's, like, within the hour.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you overcome that objection. And then you go, okay, so where do you think we should go from here?
That sounds just like this this question I heard. I think it was like Mind Games or Brain Games, like back in the day. But it was like if you're getting a job or in a job interview, the very last question is like, okay, well, is there any reason why you wouldn't hire me? And you pose it on them. You give them that, you know, you're just trying to, it's the same exact thing you're saying there. And if you remember, I've told a buddy of mine, he was actually getting a job and he got the job because they're like, yeah, there's no other reason why I wouldn't. I don't know.
See, exactly. That's actually, you know, I've never been on an interview that wasn't a sales interview.
Right.
Back when I had my last job. And so you have to close them.
Yep.
You know, that's a great way to close them.
You're turning the tables on them. You're taking the power.
So. Not to mention, you're showing that you've got some selling skills just by asking that question.
Right.
You're kind of putting them back on the spot, putting the ball in their court.
Yep.
So that's cool, man.
Very cool. So we do have a couple little wrap-up questions that we like to ask everybody. And if you listen to the podcast, which we know you've listened to every single podcast we've ever put out.
He reads everything.
I fall asleep to it. I wake up to it. Like, shower to it.
It's our velvety voice.
Just picture me in the shower with just suds everywhere listening to the podcast.
Are you wearing the mask in the shower?
No, because then how can I wash my hair? God, Matt, don't be crazy.
For some reason, I just picture you with the mask on all the time.
I thought you were an actual dude beast. Come on.
It's like Batman. I mean, you know, there's Bruce Wayne, and then there's Batman, there's Chris Martinez, and then there's the dude beast.
Okay. So what does the dude beast read from time to time?
Yeah. What do you
literally
find yourself recommending?
The last thing that I read was your guys' newsletter.
Okay, good answer. Good answer. But no, yeah.
No,
what's
I
like
love
a book?
To read.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, I just finished a book. I can't remember what it was.
No. I don't want the last one. I want something that's like the most memorable, the go-to book that you're like, I can't. I don't know. It brought me here to this point. I reread it all the time.
Yeah, there's like a handful of books that I have that I try to reread once a year because I know they've had that kind of impact on me. And that when people ask for book recommendations, it's kind of one of my go-to book recommendations. I have a handful of books like that. So I'm curious if you have any books like that. And if so, what are they?
I can't remember. Oh, you know what? So here's the thing with me is like, I don't necessarily have a book that I go to like or that I try and reread every year, mm-hmm. but I have books that I will listen to depending on my mood or my state or what I feel like I need.
I like that. Here.
You know, so like I have a library, like if I need motivation or whatever, and I do this a lot with YouTube. I've bookmarked a lot of like motivational like videos and presentations. Zig Ziglar. Oh God, what is the name of it? Is it like the Art of Closing the Deal or something like that? Mm-hmm. I have that one on CD, mm-hmm. but I've listened to that one probably like 30 times.
Okay.
Nice. So that's a go-to that I have. I'm trying to think what other ones I have. See, I'm not at my library right now, so I don't have
that's, resource.
That's cool. Huh? I actually have another question, a follow-up that actually kind of ties back into Dude a little bit. When it comes to landing page platforms, you know, you've got ClickFunnels, you've got Lead Pages, you've got Instapage, Thrive Builder, OptimizePress, all these programs.
Yep.
Which have you found to be your sort of preferred platform and why?
That's a really, really good question. What I actually prefer to do is set it up in ClickFunnels, run some traffic, and then if we figure out that that's a winner, then we'll just build it on WordPress. Hmm. And I tell all of our clients to do that too.
And why do you tell them to move it from ClickFunnels over to WordPress?
We just like WordPress more. It's more flexible. You know, there are some limitations, in my opinion, with ClickFunnels. Mm-hmm. Especially, I don't know if they fixed this because I haven't actually gone in there, but like opt-in form integration, there used to be some hiccups with using certain types of CRMs.
Got it.
And autoresponders.
Uh-huh. Now, when you do build it in WordPress, are you using something like Thrive Theme Builder or OptimizePress or anything like that? Or are you just going...
We've been using Divi. We've been using a lot of Divi from Elegant Themes, I think is what it's called. But I mean, our guys can build from scratch too if they want.
Got it. Because I know there's a lot of, you know, that's a question that we get asked often is like, do you prefer ClickFunnels or Lead Pages or Thrive Themes or OptimizePress? I mean, there's so many page builders now that I think people get overwhelmed and end up not going in any direction because there's so many options.
Oh, yeah.
So from somebody who works in all of them all of the time, it's interesting to hear which your preference would be.
For speed of implementation, because I'm all about speed of implementation, and if you're listening to this, like speed of implementation is so unbelievably important.
Oh yeah.
ClickFunnels to me is the best. I know that in your newsletter you guys said you like Lead Pages better. But
yeah,
to me, use them both.
To me, it's
we're like 50-50 depending on what we're doing.
So yeah. I'll give you like our quick answer on that as well. We use ClickFunnels and Lead Pages.
Mm-hmm.
the reason we still use lead pages is because ClickFunnels does have limits. You know, we're on their $99 a month plan. We're not on their $300 a month plan. And they have limits to how many pages and funnels we can build. And
correct.
We've gotten close to maxing those out and had to go back and sort of delete funnels and delete pages to sort of free up some room in our ClickFunnels accounts. So that's why we like lead pages. They have unlimited pages. They now have their own page builder that's a drag and drop builder, kind of like ClickFunnels. It's not quite as good as ClickFunnels yet, but we can get pretty dang close in lead pages with what we've built in ClickFunnels. So we've slowly been kind of shifting most of our page building from ClickFunnels over to lead pages for that reason. But we
and then
do
you guys
love
leave
them
in lead pages or ClickFunnels, or do you ever take them out? And
we just leave them
custom,
in. We're not too interested in building stuff on WordPress anymore, just for simplicity's sake. We like the simplest possible path. So we like hosted platforms. For our membership site, we use Teachable. For our page builder,
love
we use ClickFunnels and
Teachable.
Lead pages. We like pre-built stuff where somebody else is handling the behind-the-scenes maintenance. Somebody else is handling the hosting. Somebody else is handling like all the server shit that goes on behind the scenes. And we don't have to deal with that by putting it on our own WordPress and figuring out which plugins are going to be compliant and all that crap. So that's sort of our philosophy on it, is that sort of simplest path of least resistance.
Nice. Great answer.
Cool. So very last question. Where people go learn more about you and Dude? And specifically, where can people go learn more about the Dude Beast himself?
Well, you can always go to our website, that's on the worldwide interwebs. www.dudepros.com, DudePros.com. I'm on the social medias as well.
Okay.
Facebook, Instagram.
Under Chris Martinez, not the Dude.
Yeah, I think if you type in Chris Martinez on Facebook, I think I still show up number one.
You should get a Dude Beast profile.
We are doing that. We are in the process of launching that. Dude, I have so many freaking funny pictures. So I was in Vegas 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of freedom, I'd always wanted to go to Vegas and do like off the strip stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, because people that I know that live there, they tell me about all these things. So I did an amazing hike. I went and saw Red River Canyon. Like, I went to the wetlands, which nobody even knows exists.
I don't even know what
and
that
then
is.
I went to the gun store and fired a freaking machine gun, and it was amazing.
I've wanted to do that. Yeah.
And I went in there with the mask, and they took a picture of me with the freaking machine gun. Like, they have the freaking the bullets around my neck and everything. They loved it. They absolutely loved it. It was 9 o'clock in the morning, right when they opened. That's why they let me do it. So I got to do that. And then
the other thing I did is
I went to Zappos.
Yeah.
I went to their headquarters. I did a tour. Awesome. I highly encourage everybody to go and do that.
We've done that. It's great. Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah. So like, did you guys go to the new headquarters? The one that's like the new, it's where the city hall or whatever used to be.
I don't know.
It's a circular building.
This has probably been 5 years ago now. So
okay. I think that you guys might not have gone to the new building.
Okay. It was with Henry
back very
in the day.
Memorable. It's, you know how like Apple's building their new like circular building thing.
Yeah.
It's like the mini, mini, mini version of that. Cause the whole thing is one big circle. Like you stand in the middle and there's offices all around.
Yeah.
You.
We didn't see that.
Okay.
That's cool.
So you have to go back.
Okay. Okay. We will.
Well, I guess that gives us a reason to go back to Vegas.
Hey, I'll go with you.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I went there and so I got all these photos of me in the mask. And so, I want to upload these to the social medias.
Very cool.
Send it to us.
Send it to us as well. We'll put a couple of them on the show notes page.
Oh, I'll send you guys a slow motion video, too, of me firing the machine gun. The instructor dude is like, just let it all out. I was like,
Very cool. Very cool. Well, thanks so much for joining us.
Make sure
everybody who's listening goes and checks out dudepros.com. Not dudebros.com, dudepros.com, DudePros.com. And follow Chris Martinez on the social medias on MySpace and Friendster and Google Plus.
He's really big on LiveJournal.
LiveJournal. Go find Chris Martinez. And
a little diary.
And look at all his funny pictures, and you'll see exactly what we're talking about when we talk about the Dude Beast.
Yeah.
But start with dudepros.com, because that's where we're going after this episode.
And hey, check out EGPLetter.com too while you're at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you guys. You rock. I love the newsletter. Thanks for inspiring me to wear the mask and be a moron.
Dude. I love it.
All right, buddy. All right.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Hey, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this podcast. Now, if you want to learn more and hear from us every single month, which a lot of people do, it's pretty fun. We actually write this thing called the Evergreen Prophets Letter, and that is a printed newsletter that we actually send to hundreds of people every single month to your doorstep, so you actually get it in the mail. You can read this sucker, you can highlight it, you can dog ear, you can scratch some stuff out if you don't like that one. You say, no, Joe and Matt, that's not cool for me. But you can take a lot of different strategies, about 15 or so from every single issue, and it's really cool. So basically, these are actionable strategies that you can use in your business right away to test out and pretty much build on what you already have going on. So check it out. It's at www.egpletter.com. It's pretty amazing. And yeah, you should go check it out. See what it's all about.
Boom.